Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Trombley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting third. The right fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton moves to third. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jaha hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to third. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it and throws to second for the out. Nilsson scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Carl covering, for the out. Coomer moves to second. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Jaha, and into shallow right field. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Coomer scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hulse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Hulse reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina bunts towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Trombley covering. Safe. Hulse moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hulse tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo juggles the ball. That's an error on Cirillo. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field. Hamilton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hamilton. Becker moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Leoz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulse, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hulse moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Puckett throws the ball into Mears, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hulse scores. Vina moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guardado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Wegman now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Pat Mears. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Ron Coomer now playing third base. Scott Leoz now playing shortstop. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo strikes out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Munoz now playing right field. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vina hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now playing left field. David Hulse now playing center field. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Chip Hale pinch hits for Scott Lay. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.